before we talked about the last time, I wanted if you could get one of your Taiwan people. I was talking to Billy Graham. He called from Tokyo, and he's going to be in Taipei tomorrow with Madame Chan. Well, in fact, he's going to be there today, but he's not going to see them tomorrow. And I just said, well, just reassure them of my friendship and appreciation and so forth and so on, and that we stand by our friends. But I said that I had your office send him a little cable to through McConaughey as to sort of talking points. Would you just have him give him a, you know, okay, this can be good reassurance for them.
Fine.
And that, you know, I don't even know what it says, but just so he's going to see them and he can sort of feel the personal feeling that they could give them. Great. Well, how'd you go last night? Everything fine? Was it really? Where did you have it? Or did they have it at their own house? Good. Where is that? Is that a... Is it in the up in the up in the, is it upstairs? I mean, up top in a high building. I've been there, but I can't. Oh, I don't know. But, no. It's. Yeah. Well, go ahead. What? They still petrified at the Russians, so. Took them on, good. Attacking them on right now. What's the line? Why doesn't he tell them to give the outer islands to the Japanese Northern Islands back? 180 degrees. They know it. Where Bill is reassuring the foreign minister that we're not trying to help the Japanese and so forth. And I was telling Joe, no, we're going to stay in Japan. Or did the matter of the possibility of David Julie going over there come up, or is it that's just, well, I don't want to press it. You didn't have to, but you didn't have to, but on Mansfield, you got that on the back burner, as I say. I already feel on him. I've been doing some thinking about that. I just feel we've done enough for him, Henry. You know what I mean? We've done a hell of a lot. Let's let it go. Our friends. Right. Good. You will talk to Brennan about the other one, though, because that is coming up. But let me say, only if they feel that way, because the kids really don't give a damn whether they go or not. But if they would like, if, you know, for them to represent, among the only official delegation or something like that, let it come naturally. You'll know it again. Now, with regard to this, you know what you left me yesterday was simply a copy of the letter that you had sent to us, to me. So I don't have the copy of the proposed letter. I understand. Now it was useful though to read it. Now on that letter, I think that the tone is certainly conciliatory. The substance, of course, on the troop withdrawal is tough. And yet, of course, the way he puts it, it's a very cogent case. You know, you get arguing about it and fighting for 10 years. What happens is that North Vietnamese, that we get out, the North Vietnamese stay in. You consider both of us foreign troops. So, that, you know, I'm just putting argument the way he does. He makes a pretty good case. Now, the only thing that, the only way I think you can get around, I mean, there, which of course you've got to think of, is to, what he needs more than anything else, with the, as far as the fact of their being there and the danger of their being there, it's nothing, because they're just as dangerous across the DMZ. They can pour it on any time. I understand that. The main thing is, from his standpoint, his security, his argument. On the other hand, what he is concerned about is the appearance. He's concerned basically about the fact that after all these years, does he sign an agreement which says the North Vietnamese can occupy part of his country? That bothers him. Now, on that, it seems to me that there could be some fuzzy language, just in principle, but at the conclusion of the political process and so forth, that all that the North Vietnamese troops go on or something like that. I have something in there that says that the principle of the occupation of part of South Vietnam by North Vietnamese troops is not recognized. That's his real problem, as I see it. They don't admit they have them, I understand. Purely cosmetics, but enormously important to him, and couldn't matter less, in my opinion, to the North.
Yeah.
And so that's the way I read his letter, but it's worth
it. Well, now how soon do you need you?
Well, I can get it up here today.
Fine.
Okay, fine.